Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Da'ad Amun Aleph. We're holding on Da'ad Amun Aleph, 13 lines from the top, by the words of Rashi Amar. So the Gemara is giving now another teretz to the kasha we asked on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there brought a braisa which said that if you have a suffix Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtiv, so the egg is aser. And so the Gemara asked that according to Bishlam, according to Rabbo, that a Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtiv is aser mida raisa because of Achana. So it makes sense. A suffix Beitz Hashanolda B'yamtiv is a suffix Daraisa. So that's why we go to Chumrah and the egg is Aser. But according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak, who say that a Beitz Hashanolda B'yamtiv is only Aser Midr Rabbanon, Gzeira, Mashkan Shazavu, Peris HaNeishrin. So if you have a suffix Beitz Hashanolda B'yamtiv, we should say suffix Rabbanon Lekula. Why does the Braisa say that the egg is Aser? So it says the Gemara of Rashi Amar, La'ilam suffix Yamtiv suffix Chol. So the Gemara wanted to give, we said, another teretz on Gimel Amud Beis, that the Brais is not discussing a suffik Beitz HaShenolda B'yomtiv, it's discussing a suffik Beitz HaStreifa. However, if Ashi Amar, then no, Lailam suffik Yomtiv suffik Chol. Then no, like we originally thought, we're talking about a Beitz that's a suffik Nolda B'yomtiv, and Havidavar Sheish L'matirin. But the reason why we don't say suffik Derabbanan Lakula is because it's something which will eventually be mutter. And something which will eventually become mutter, we don't apply bittul, and suadin, we don't apply a sefik derabanan lakula. Meaning this beta shenolda b'yamtif, even if it was vada nolda b'yamtif, even if we nem on that side, that it was nolda b'yamtif. The halacha is that matzah yamtif, you could eat the egg is only problematic on yamtif. If you wait a couple hours until yamtif is over, there'll be nothing wrong with eating the egg. So that's called davar sheish l'matirin. So now, just like we said, that when it comes to bittul b'raiv, we don't apply bittul b'raiv to allow a person to eat the eggs. If this egg would get mixed in with other eggs, we wouldn't allow a person to eat the eggs. We'll say, why take chances? Why rely on bittul? Wait till matzah yomtiv, where you could for sure eat all the eggs. So too, says Ravashi, we also don't say safek derabanan lekula by davar sheish l'matirin. Then if you have an egg, which it's a safek, if it was null to be yomtiv or not, so we don't say, oh, Sevik Darban Lakula, eat the egg. Rather, we'll say, why take chances? Just wait a few hours, wait till Yom Tov is over. Then there will for sure be no issues with eating the egg. And that's why we don't say Sevik Darban Lakula. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Chir, Maimrim, Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer. Beitza, if you have an egg, that's Nolda B'yamtif. Te'achal Hivi Ima. So you can eat the egg and you can eat the mother hen. So now says the Gemara b'mayeskinen, what's the case? Ilim b'tarnegoilas aymedes la'achilo, that we're talking about the mother hen that was aymed la'achilo, and obviously you could eat the egg and the mother. The egg is not pashut, the egg is machlekes beishamay beisilel. Rabbi Eliezer is a Talmud of beishamay, so he holds you could eat the egg. But the question is why does he have to say that you could eat the mother? If the tarnegoilas was aymedes la'achilo, then that's not part of the discussion. Of course you could eat the mother. Ella betarnegoilas aymedes agadol beitza. So Elamai will tell me that no, we're talking about the mother hen that you were planning on just using to have eggs. Well, then hivi imasura. If that's the case, so then Rabbi Eliezer we know holds of muksa. So if so, so then it taka should be aser to eat both the mother and the egg. So rather says the Gemara Amreb Zera that when Rabbi Eliezer said that you could eat hivi ima, you could eat it and its mother. What Rabbi Eliezer meant to say is te'achal agav ima, that you could eat the egg agav the mother, meaning if you eat the mother, so then you're allowed to eat the egg. What does that mean? Hechidami, Amar Abaye explained, kegoin shalak chastam. The person, let's say, needed a few different hens. He needed some legadol beitzim, some lachila, and he bought this hen, and he bought it stam. He didn't specify what he was going to use this specific hen for. So we'll see what he ends up doing with the hen, and that will tell us retroactively how to view his purchase. Nishchata, if he ends up shechting the mother, so huvra de l'achilo imedas. So then we'll say breira. We'll use breira to say that when he bought the hen, it was always with this in mind that he was gonna eat the mother, in which case the egg, which was laid from the mother, will be mutter to eat, because Rabbi Eliezer holds like Beishamai. There's no problems of muksa here. It was aymedes la'achila. The only potential problems would be Rabbo, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, which Beishamai doesn't hold of. And therefore, you're allowed to eat the egg. However, if you don't eat the mother, But light nishchata, if you don't shech the mother, so then hovera de legadal beitzim my medas. So then that shows that when he bought this hen, it was legadal beitzim, so it's muksa, in which case the egg, which is nailad from this hen, will also be muksa, and then you're not allowed to eat it. So says Reb Zera, that's what Reb Eliezer meant to say, that you could eat it and its mother. He meant, if you eat the mother, you could eat it, you could eat the egg. Rav Mari says a different teretz that really we're talking about a tarnegoyla saimedes la'achila. So he bought it specifically with intentions to eat it. We asked if he planned on eating it. So then, enachanami, the fact that he could eat the egg, that's a chiddush that he's paskin like peshame and not pesilo. But why did he have to mention the fact that he could eat the mother? That's not even part of the discussion. Even pesilo holds that you could eat the mother. So says Rav Mari amar guzma katani. Now, in a chanami, it's pasha that you could eat the mother, and that's not even part of our discussion. But Rabbi Eliezer mentioned that it's a way of talking, it's called guzma. The Tana, like we learned in the Braisa, that the Chayr Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, that beitza teyachal hi ve'ima ve'freich ve'klipasai. That you could eat the egg, you could eat the mother, you could eat the chick, and you could eat the shell, the klipa. Now, my klipasai, what does it mean you could eat the shell? Ilema klipa mamish, literally, you could eat the shell, klipa basachilahi. Is that food? Is the shell food? Ella afrayach biklipasai. Rather, what it means is that you could eat the chick while it's still inside the klipa. You could take a bite out of the egg, out of the shell, even with the chick inside, and eat the chick with it. Well, says the Gemara, that's completely aser. Ad kan leplegi rabbanan alei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov velehicha diatzo lahavra ilam. Even the rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, they say that a chick that's hatched, even if it hasn't yet opened up its eyes, you're allowed to eat it. But that's only because it was hatched. It came into the avra ilam. Avalehicha diatzo lahavra ilam. But we're never even hatched yet. So then, loy, everybody would agree that that's considered like a sheretz, and you're not allowed to eat the chick while it's still in the egg. So that lay pligi, that they don't argue about. So Ella says the Gemara, Ella says Rav Mari, Alfred Vikli Pasoi, and Guzma, you have to say it means you could eat the chick, and you could also eat the shell. The shell is not food. It's Guzma, it's a way of talking, even though that wasn't relevant. But when you want to stress your point, that everything's mutter, so sometimes you'll add in things which aren't even part of the discussion. So Hachanami, here also, that's what Rabbi Eliezer meant to say. That teyachel he v'ima guzma, when he said you could eat it, you could eat the mother, it's just a way of saying it's all mutter. You could eat the egg. The halacha is like beishamai. You could eat the egg. You could eat the mother. You could eat everything. So in a chanami, the mother wasn't really part of the discussion, but he mentioned it. That's just a way of a figure of speech. It's called guzma. Says the Gemara Vayter now Itmar was stated that Shabbos v'yamtif, when you have Shabbos and yamtif side by side, either Shabbos going into yamtif, or Yantif going into Shabbos. So says the Gemara, that Rav Amar, Nail de Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. If you have a Beitza that's that's laid on one of these days, it's Asur on the following day. So let's say Yantif going into Shabbos, the Beitza is Nail de Beyamtif, Avada on Yamtif, it's Asur. That's the Mishnah Bezeh and Aleph. Not only that, says Rav, you're not even allowed to eat it on the next day on Shabbos, even though it wasn't laid on Shabbos. So you would think there's no Gzeira on this egg. Still, Rav says you're not allowed to eat the egg on Shabbos. Rabbi Yechna Amar, Nolda Bezeh Mutaris Bezeh. No, there was a Gzeira on a Beitza Shenolda. But on the next day on Shabbos, being that it wasn't Nolda on Shabbos, so you're allowed to eat it on the next day. Says the Gemara, why does Rav hold its Usser? So name a Ksava Rav, Kedusha Achasi. The simple understanding would be that Rav views when Shabbos and Yantif are side by side, he views it like one long day of Kedusha. It's a 48-hour day of Kedusha. And therefore, we don't view it like it's separate days. It was not on that day and not that day. No, it's all one day. L'cher, that would be the simple way of understanding Rav. However, says the Gemara, Va'amar Rav Olachuk Arba Zekeinim Va'libad Rabbi Eliezer, Da'amar Shtei Kedusha Yisein. We know that Rav Shita, is different Afkaminos, different areas of Halacha, that Rav holds that the way we view Shabbos and Yom Tov when they're side by side, is that they're two Kedushas. So Ella says the Gemara, what's the reason for Rav? Elohacha ba'achana de Rabba kamifligi. The Machlaikas, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, is a Machlaikas about achana de Rabba. Rav isle achana de Rabba. Rav holds that the reason why you can't eat it on the next day on Shabbos is because of achana. Because being that it was nulled on Yamtif, to eat it on Shabbos would be Yamtif preparing for Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Yechanan lesle achana de Rabba. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan, he doesn't hold of achana, he doesn't hold that there's an issue. He views Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's all one. There's no problem. This time he doesn't hold the Vachana the Rabbah, and therefore he holds that a Beitzah that's nulled on one day is mutter on the other day because he doesn't hold of this Isser of Vachana the Rabbah. says the Gemara Ketanoi, that this Machlaikas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan seems to really be a Machlaikas Tanoi. Because we have a Braisa that Nolda B'Shabbos, Te'achu B'Yomtiv, B'Yomtiv Te'achu B'Shabbos. Tanakama says Mamish exactly like Rabbi Yochanan, that would, if it's born on one day, you could eat it on the following day. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, like Rav, that no, Adayni Machlaikas, Shebeshame Aimrim Te'achel, Beisimrim Aimrim Lai Te'achel. That this also is totally in the Machlaikas, Beishame Beisil. That Beishame says you could eat it because they don't hold of Achanah de Rabbah, and Beisil says you're not allowed to eat it because Beisil holds of Achanah de Rabbah. Says the Gemara story now, Ushbizchani Dervada Barava Havule Hanach Beitzim Yomtiv L'Shabbos. Maisa Shahaya, the host of Ravada Barava, he had these eggs that were laid on Yomtiv, on a Yomtiv that led into Shabbos. So the eggs were laid on Yomtiv, and also Lekame, so he came to Ravada Barava on Yomtiv to ask him, Amarle, he said to him, Maila Tvinua Inna Venechlinu Lumachar. Can I roast these eggs today on Yomtiv to eat it tomorrow for Shabbos? So Amar Lei, so Rav Adbar Ava said to him, "My Daitach, what are you thinking? Because Rav Rabbi Yechonon, Alachik Rabbi Yechonon, that we paskin always in Shas, when Rav and Rabbi Yechonon have a machleikas, we paskin like Rabbi Yechonon, and therefore over here it's mutter on Shabbos. So what? I feel Rabbi Yechonon like a shari el legaimel lemachar." When Rabbi Yechonon said that if you have a beitzah shenol d'biyamtif, so you're allowed to eat it the next day on Shabbos, he meant to say that you could swallow it raw the next day. But you can't roast it on yamtif to eat it on Shabbos because it's muksa. But Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that achas beitzah shenol d'bishabbos v'achas beitzah shenol d'biyamtif, a beitzah that's laid on Shabbos or yamtif, ain't metaltul naisa, you're not allowed to move it, it's muksa, loy l'chasis ba'asakli v'lismich ba'kari amita, you can't use it to cover up a kli, or to use it to hold up a bed. So you see that it's muksa, and therefore, even if you go like Rabbi Yochanan, that the egg is mutter on Shabbos, it still doesn't give you a heter to roast it on Yomtiv for Shabbos, because there's a muksa issue on Yomtiv. So you can't roast it on Yomtiv, rather, you could just eat it raw on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, another story. Either the host of Rapapa, or Stam, a person, Ahu Gavra, that came to Rapapa, Havulai, he had, this person, he had Hanach Beitzim, he had certain eggs, Mishabbos Yomtiv, that were laid on Shabbos, and on that, it was a Shabbos that led into a Yomtiv. So Asalakameh, so this person came to Rapapa, and Amarlan, he said to Rapapa, Mahu Lemechlinu Lemachar. Today is Shabbos. I want to know, can I eat these eggs tomorrow? Is the halacha like Rabbi Yochanan? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Papa said to him, Zil inna v'sala machar. Go away, don't ask me this right now, come back tomorrow. And the reason for that is because Rabbi Papa had drank, and so he was a little bit drunk, and he didn't want to paskin. And he learned this practice from Rav, the Rav Lei Maiki Amayra Ilavim Yamitavu L'chavri Mishum Shechers. Rav, after he had his Sudas Yamtif, Simchas Yamtif, he drank a little wine, so he wouldn't paskin, he wouldn't stand up in a translator to give over his piska, shiurim in halacha. So because he was drunk, so when you're drunk, you're not allowed to be meir halacha. So said the papa to this person, I can't paskin for you right now. Come back tomorrow. Ki asa l'machar, when the person came back the following day. So Amar Leir, if Papa said to him that Iku Hashta, that you know where would we be now if you would have asked me yesterday and I would have answered you Ishtaloi, I forgot the halacha va'amilach, and I would have told you then that Rav Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Yochanan, I would have told you the general klal we have in all of Shas that any time Rav and Rabbi Yochanan argue, the halacha follows like Rabbi Yochanan, and I would have told you that yeah, you could eat the egg the next day on Yontif. However, it's not really true, because Amar Rava, Rava said that Hilchasa Kavase de Rav Bahani Tlas Ben Lakula Ben Lachumra. That even though in general, any time Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and all of Shas have a machlaikas, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, there are three exceptions to the rule, and this is one of them. This is one of the exceptions. The other two we'll also learn about soon in the Hemshech and in the following shir. But this is one of the cases is when Shabbos and Yomtiv are side by side, and a beitza is nulled on one of the days, what's the din on the other day? The halacha is actually like Rav, that it's usur on the following day, so it's a good thing I didn't answer you yesterday when you asked me.